IGU General Manager Jomo Stewart says the board of directors decided Thursday to meet this morning to consider authorizing him to move ahead on negotiations for what appears to be a sweet offer that would enable the utility to buy natural gas at a lower price than the $7.72 per million cubic feet that it's now paying Hillcorp.
This is appreciably less than that.
Stewart couldn't say exactly for what price the company was offering to sell the natural gas to the IGU, nor could he say exactly for how long the company was proposing to sell the gas, although he said it would be for a longer period of time than the extension of a 3-year deal with Hillcorp that the IGU board recently approved.
It's also a much longer contract than the Hillcorp contract.
Upon further query, Stewart says the proposal would span longer than a decade, but he says that's about all he can disclose about the offer that's outlined in the binding term sheet the IGU board will consider in this morning's meeting because of a confidentiality clause in the document.
We're not trying to be sneaky, but we are trying to be sensitive to the desires of the seller.
Stewart says negotiations with the seller have been going on for about a year now, and he says it's now important that the board commit to the basic terms that have been worked out so far.
It's now ripe for consideration.
IGU board president Pam Troop says, based on her 40 years of work in the real estate industry, it's common practice to include a confidentiality clause in preliminary agreements like a binding term sheet. The documents lay out the terms both sides generally agree to as they continue negotiating toward a contract.
Now, there will be subtleties and nuances that come up in a contract. And if we can't work through those, then it wouldn't be binding. But for those big terms that are in there, those are binding terms.
Troop agrees the company's proposed price is attractive, but she says the IGU board will proceed cautiously because this is the first time it's negotiated a natural gas contract. The present arrangement with Hillcorp was originally negotiated by officials with Pentex, the parent company of Fairbanks Natural Gas, or FNG. In December, the IGU bought Texas-based Pentex and subsidiaries, including FNG, from the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority.
Is, we think, pretty aggressive pricing. At this point, we are pretty happy with it. We don't see anything else that looks even close to it, let alone better.
But board member Patrice Lee says she dislikes the confidentiality clause.
We owe it to the public to be transparent and to continue to stick to the goals of affordable energy, affordable gas, and the goal of cleaning up our air.
Lee, like Troop and Stewart, declined to identify the company and its rate sheet proposals, citing penalties for violating the confidentiality clause that include removal from the board. But Lee said Friday she's closely scrutinizing the document in preparation of this morning's meeting.
The Interior Gas Utility owes it to the public to do the best due diligence, the most complete due diligence it possibly can, on any of the offers or proposals we receive.
Troop agrees that the board needs to carefully consider this and any big agreement that comes before it, and she emphasized the IGU's just beginning to gear up to meet its goal of distributing natural gas widely throughout the Fairbanks area by building a huge storage tank in the city's industrial area and extending its pipeline network to North Pole and elsewhere.
What we're doing with IGU is we're setting up a legacy utility and legacy contract going, you know, decades into the future, not just for us, but for, you know, the next couple of generations.
Today's meeting is scheduled for 8 a.m. at the IGU office in the Key Bank building downtown. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.